from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop here on the homepage and on the live feed directly on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. So, if you're not a member of MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, make sure you do that immediately. It's free, and all it does is let you know when I have live shows coming up. It also lets you know my show reel. You can go back and listen to all past shows on MixLR.com. So make sure that you're on there. You join free. It only takes a few seconds to do so. And then you will always be connected every time I go live. You won't miss a thing. So, of course, for a Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, I'm Dan Tortora here with you once again on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT and on WakeUpCallDT.com. And it makes me very happy to say that the annoying moment of the week is being brought back. Now, Carvell DeWitt, who I've worked with for 6 years now, going on year seven for 2016-2017, the annoying moment of the week I created and Carvell DeWitt jumped on it a long time ago. Well, the annoying moment of the week sometimes can be difficult. Sometimes can be trying. Sometimes finding the right thing can be an issue. But for this show, the annoying moment of the week wasn't hard to come by. But before I go there, we have to do the intro. The new intro. Unveiled for the first time here before the new year, as the annoying moment of the week will now be back every single week. There will be a show every week for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com and on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, where you can hear the annoying moment of the week. So I now proudly unveil this to you before the start of the new year, the new intro to the annoying moment of the week, followed by this annoying moment of the week that I'll be announcing in just a moment.
Dan Tortora proudly brings you...
Is that for real? Are you kidding me?
The annoying moment of the week.
I don't know how to respond to this.
Presented by Carvell DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street. It's what happy tastes like.
Do you have to be that crazy? I guess so.
And that is the annoying moment of the week. Playing for you here for the first time ever, the annoying moment of the week's new intro. And I want to thank my producer, Nicolo Cicero, for putting that together for me. And it is now my pleasure to bring back the segment that I love more than many, the annoying moment of the week. And this week made it very easy for me. The annoying moment of the week is Odell Beckham Jr. And everything that's surrounding Odell Beckham Jr. But there's more to the story, and there always is. And that's why you can't just jump on something. You can't just see something happen and automatically hit. Now, everybody does it. I've done it before. You see something happen, you go, oh, that's the guy, that's the victim, that's the perpetrator, that's it. Well, that may not be the case in this situation. Now, Odell Beckham Jr. is an idiot for what he did. I'm not going to shy away from that statement. He is an idiot. When you are a wide receiver and you are punching the helmet of a player, your hands are your money. Your hands are your bread and butter. You literally should not bite the hand that feeds you. That being your own hand that you're slapping a helmet with. You need those hands, Odell. I think you know that. Maybe you don't. You probably didn't because you were using them to punch a helmet. But Odell Beckham Jr., what I'm talking about in this annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvell DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. Make sure you make your way over there and try the only place that you can get the Wake Up Call Sunday. Soft serve, vanilla, chocolate, or a twist, topped off with caramel, cookie dough pieces, whipped cream, and a cherry. You can get it in Carvell Light if you're watching your calories for the holiday. Great way to get yourself that Carvell flavor with my unique twist on it. So make sure you go out there and ask for the Wake Up Call Sunday. I want to thank the coaches, the players, everybody in the sports world that's gone out and gotten the Wake Up Call Sunday, as well as family, friends, extended family, and by extended family, I mean all my supporters. Thank you to everybody that's gone out there. Please join the long list of people that have tried the Wake Up Call Sunday and go get one for yourself at Carvel DeWitt. The annoying moment of the week being Odell Beckham Jr. Now, initially, it made it very easy for me that I wanted to make Odell Beckham Jr. the annoying moment of the week. And that's because of not just using his hands to hit a helmet when you need your hands as a wide receiver, but more so because of the targeting penalty that, you know, you can call a personal foul. But to me, a personal foul, it's something stupid. You push somebody after a play. When you target someone helmet to helmet, you should be kicked out of the game, fined, suspended. Something needs to happen. Because here's the thing. Especially in the case of Odell Beckham Jr., you want to talk about protecting defenseless players. Josh Norman, the cornerback for the Carolina Panthers, who's been a phenomenal cornerback this season. And if you've been paying attention to Carolina, not just their winning, not just the fact they're undefeated through 15 weeks, not just Cam Newton, not just the Greg Olsen moments, but if you're really watching Carolina like I've been watching them since the beginning of the 2015-16 season, you would see that this Josh Norman character, who was not only gaining interceptions but returning them for touchdowns, was the real deal for this team by the first 4 or 5 weeks of the season. But in week 15, Josh Norman and Odell Beckham Jr. obviously showed that they didn't like each other. But on a running play by the New York Giants where Josh Norman is standing there, the running back's already down on the ground. I believe it was Shane Vereen. He's already down. Josh is looking down at him, and Odell is behind the play, or in front of the play, I should say. He's past the play. Shane Vereen runs up the middle. Odell Beckham Jr. is down the field. He comes back, charges, lunges forward, and hits his helmet into Josh Norman, who's just standing there watching everybody on the ground get up. The play was over. I don't care what somebody says to you or does to you. Here's the thing. Is it right if there were gay slurs said by Josh Norman toward Odell Beckham Jr.? No. Is it right if Odell Beckham Jr. and other Giants players were offended by the Panthers having baseball bats in their warm-ups? Does that make sense to me? Absolutely. It makes sense to be offended by that. It makes sense to be a little bit on edge. But should you ever lead with your helmet to viciously and maliciously hurt another player? No. Who would think that you do? Who would think that there's any time or any place that you can lead with your head to hit the head of another person? Because I'm going to make this very clear to Odell Beckham Jr., as well as the rest of the league and anybody that plays sports. If you lunge forward with your head to hit the head of another player, you may not only concuss them, you may, if you hit them the right way and at the right angle and hard enough, you could sever their spine from their head. You could kill the person. You can make the person a vegetable for the rest of their lives. You could give them a concussion that ends up making them a vegetable later down the road for the rest of their lives. So Odell Beckham Jr., you're an idiot for what you've done. And I'm playing that lightly. I'm not calling you some of the things, you know, when you swear and you get angry, you get upset, you get annoyed in this annoying moment of the week. I'm not saying that. I respect every single player out there on the field until you give me a reason not to respect the way you play. And Odell Beckham Jr. did that in week 15 against the Panthers. Now, I am not for gay slurs. I'm not for racial slurs. I'm not for prejudice. I'm not for sexism. None of it. There's no place for it anywhere in the world ever. Nobody should ever call anybody by a gay, sexist, racial, or prejudiced slur. Ever. Nothing derogatory. If you're black or white, who cares? If you're a man or woman, who cares? If you're a homosexual, heterosexual, who cares? If you have, and I know that this is a big thing right now, but if you practice the Muslim religion, who cares? Because it's the extremists that are a problem. Not the people that practice the religion. The Islamic religion is a very peaceful religion that terrorists have taken, mangled, twisted it, and created some type of propaganda that people buy into. There have been holy wars in the past. There's apparently some type of holy war or whatever getting started now. And there's been problems in Jerusalem for a long time. But here's my thing. Everybody has their religion, their background, their nationality, their ethnic background, where their family came from, where they came from, what language they speak, what sex they are, who they're attracted to, dark skin, light skin, middle of the road. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. So if Josh Norman and the Carolina Panthers players, and it's hard without a lie detector to find out how many were saying and what they were saying and when they were saying, but if they were saying slurs toward Odell, if they were gay slurs or any type of slurs, then you have to find them. You have to punish them. There's no place in any sport or in any part of the world for that. You should never have to walk out and be a homosexual person in a grocery store, be holding hands, boyfriend and boyfriend, girlfriend and girlfriend, and have somebody spit on you, yell at you, call you those words that we all know. That should never happen. And I'm not saying it happened in this game, but I'm saying if it did, then the NFL has a bigger problem on their hands. And I'm going to play it to you real simple. There's thousands of players that play in the NFL. Thousands of players that play in the NFL. Someone on your team, probably homophobic. Somebody on your team could be racist. Somebody on your team could hate your religion. Somebody on your team could think you're a terrorist. Somebody on your team could think you're a bad husband, a bad father, a bad son, a bad brother, a bad teammate. 53 men on a roster, plus coaches, plus quality control, plus everybody that works in the stadium and everybody that works in the front office and everybody that sells food there. Chances are, if you go into any NFL stadium of the 32 of them, you are going to find someone who is racist, prejudiced, sexist, or homophobic. It's the sad, strange, ridiculous world that we live in. So let me handle that side of it and say, Josh Norman, Panthers, anybody that's out there that's using slurs. Now listen, gay slurs, I went to school at Christian Brothers Academy in Syracuse, New York. There were gay slurs said every single day, pretty much. It was the word of choice with a lot of the bullies at Christian Brothers Academy. Now, do I think that it was right for them to do? Absolutely not. Is it something that I wanted to throw around in my life? No. It's not right. It's not good to be called it. It's not good to see other people get called it. So if you think it's cool to say something like that, you're wrong. So if those were said, tackling that side of it, they need to be punished. And Odell Beckham's side of it, here's the thing, okay? There's always going to be people that are against you. There's always going to be people that are talking negative about you. You could be the best person in the world, and people will crucify you. My example is Jesus. It's a pretty big example. A perfect human being murdered for no good reason. So, as hard as it is in my life, in your life, for those that are listening, in the life of Odell Beckham Jr., in the life of anybody out there, being a human being means that at some point in your life, you're going to be ridiculed for who you are, what you believe in, what you do, how you act, how you laugh, how you cry, the facial expressions you make, how you walk, how you dance. People critique everything, and in a world where social media is getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, there are more and more bullies that are faceless enemies that will always critique anything that moves because their life is so miserable and pointless and boring that they have nothing else to do but pick on the lives of other people who are having fun and enjoying their life, because misery does truly love company. So, Odell, as hard as it is, if people are talking trash to you, it's difficult to move forward. I know that. it's going to be difficult every single time. If you line up against somebody and they're talking trash toward you, it's going to be hard to take. Because people talk trash in all walks of life. But it's how you respond to that. And no matter how bad it is, no matter what they said to you about your mom, about your family, about your dad, about you, about your sexuality, about your background, about your team, about your girlfriend, wife, kids, whatever. None of that is worth potentially ruining the life of another player by aggressively, maliciously, and ignorantly, I think I just made a word, attacking a defenseless player. You should know better, Odell. So for the annoying moment of the week, I asked the NFL to investigate, to teach. And I don't care if they don't want to sit there. I got 53 men on my roster. I got a practice squad. I got my coaches, players, utility, quality control, all that. I'm going to sit everybody down in a room, and I don't care if they don't want to do it. And we're going to talk about how it's not okay to be racist. It's not okay to be prejudiced. It's not okay to be sexist. It's not okay to be homophobic. It's not okay to hate someone. When you sign an agreement to join a company, it says you will not discriminate or harass somebody for their nationality, their ethnicity, their sex, their race, their background. It, in some cases, if they're pregnant or not, if they're tall or short, fat or skinny, gay or straight, you have to sign that. So you're breaching your contract by saying anything that's a slur. So I don't care if the players, the coaches, whatever, want to do it or not. Everybody of all 32 teams needs to sit in there in a room. And you know what? Let me go a little step further than that. Outside of all 32 NFL teams, how about everybody everywhere that works a job anywhere or deals with human beings at any point in your life ever? Wherever you're working, you need to sit down and there needs to be a discussion about how certain things are not okay to say. And if the NFL players and athletes don't like it, guess what? I don't care. You're making a ton of money to catch a ball, throw a ball, run a ball. You could sit on your butt for an hour and learn how it's not okay to say a slur to somebody and try and knock somebody down for who they are. Simple enough? Because the truth of the matter is, a lot of people don't care about something until it hits their doorstep. So you might not care about anything until it hits your doorstep. But let's say you're Catholic, and let's say somebody hates Catholics, moves across the street from you, and they start putting crosses on your lawn and burning them. They write, "Jesus hates you," on your door. They threaten your children that they're all going to go to hell because they're Catholic. They spit on you when you pull out of the driveway. Would you be okay? Would you just go about your life and not care? There are bigger problems in this world that need to be fixed. If they're happening on the football field, they need to be fixed right now. They need to be fixed yesterday. Truly. But for Odell Beckham Jr., he needs to wake the hell up and realize that if you're going to target someone with your helmet, you probably shouldn't be playing the sport of football. Odell, if you can't get open, that's nobody else's problem but yours. Now, your team, not that good this season. And you, you're not what you used to be. So get open, quit complaining, stop attacking, and do your job. Because you're not helping the New York Giants get any better by punching helmets and lunging toward another player. That's the truth of the matter. The annoying moment of the week, proudly brought to you by Carvel DeWitt. I'm going to take a step aside here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on the homepage, wakeupcalldt.com. If you're on wakeupcalldt.com and you want to listen to the show live, it will automatically play for you every time I go live on the homepage if you're on your desktop or your laptop. If you're listening on wakeupcalldt.com on your phone, make sure you click the MixLR bar and that will start up the live. live broadcast for you. Take a step aside right here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora. When I come back, I'll talk about my surprises in the NFL, in the AFC, and in the NFC, and get to those Syracuse interviews with Mike Benajay, Frank Howard, Chinonso Oboko, and Daywon Coleman, all one-on-one conversations I've had with those players, as well as talk about Syracuse football and the recruiting trail and how these new coaches are making some good impressions so far. That's all coming up on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora.
Here is Tommy from Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub.
Woody's is going into its 13th year, and you know, we started out as a what we thought was going to be a neighborhood corner bar, which has turned into, you know, a really good sports bar. We're adding 360-inch TVs. Just a really a great place to have a beer and have some food. So that same Irish pub feel where you can go in there and relax and not worry about, you know, what's going on. I take pride in our food. We have burgers, wraps, salads, Cuban. Our wings, obviously, I think are some of the best in the city. We have a great Philly cheesesteak. We have a great Cuban. All my soccer players love the buffalo chicken wraps.
Woody's Jerkwater Pub and Grub is located in the Mattydale Shopping Center off of Brewerton Road in Syracuse, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At dreisigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at dreisigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
This is Dr. Tim Whiting of Sterp Chiropractic and Wellness Center. Here at Sterp Chiropractic, we strive to provide our patients with the highest quality of care in a comforting and welcoming atmosphere. We are not simply pain doctors. We spend time looking at the whole body and address each patient's needs and goals. This usually includes chiropractic adjustments, muscle work, and tips on nutrition and supplementation that fits each patient's needs. We want to develop a plan that promotes overall health and wellness and focuses on future injury prevention. Our office is located at 1628 West Genesee Street in Syracuse. Please give us a call at 315-472-7128 with any of your chiropractic or wellness needs.
Here is Stacy Tanner, owner of Ole Ole, talking about the freshest Mexican food you will find.
Every year as a family, we go to Mexico on vacation. and we love the cuisine. We love the freshness of the food. We can promise you freshly made food. Nothing comes in a package here. We got a bag of rice and a bag of beans, and the rest is all fresh vegetables and meats. We really wanted to represent Mexican cuisine and fresh food, where family and our young people or older people can go have a healthy, good meal. Well, we are located in the Mattydale Shopping Plaza. My side faces Woody's Jerkwater, so we are literally neighbors, my husband and I. So kind of a side entrance, and that's on Brewerton Road in Mattydale. Our phone number is 455-5653 or 455-5-OLAY.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt and on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage, the one-stop sports shop. So thank you for tuning in. For everybody that's listening live and for everybody that's listening to the playback, make sure you join free to the live feed, mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt, so you don't miss it as it happens the next show. But thank you for everybody that's been listening in. I truly appreciate the tens of thousands of people throughout my career that have been with me and the over 600 sports figures that I've had the blessing of interviewing over the past 12-plus years. Before the break, we did the annoying moment of the week, which is Odell Beckham Jr., as well as the potential things that were said toward Odell Beckham Jr., brought to you by Carvel DeWitt on 4322 East Genesee Street. It's never too late to get that Carvel flavor. They're open year-round on 4322 East Genesee Street. The only place you can get the wake-up call Sunday, and you can get your Christmas holiday ice cream cakes. They do have kosher there too, so make sure that you go in and get what you need from Carvel DeWitt, 4322 East Genesee Street in DeWitt, New York. Let them know that Dan Tortora sent you. Continuing on with the NFL here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora Live, I'm giving you my surprises of the season 15 weeks in. The AFC surprises will start here with the Houston Texans. They're in first place of the AFC South, which is a big surprise, with a 500 record, which is another surprise because many of the teams have struggled to win games and get above 500 in the AFC South. They're two quarterback system was not working for the Houston Texans early on in the season, but they have since figured out a way to do it somehow, some way, to get above the Indianapolis Colts that were struggling with a healthy Andrew Luck and struggling without Andrew Luck and having some good moments with Matt Hasselbeck, but not great moments with Matt Hasselbeck. So Houston Texans in first place is an AFC surprise for me. Also in the AFC, surprising that the Jaguars can still make the playoffs. They have to win both of their last two games, have the Texans lose their last two games, and the Colts have to lose to the Titans. If that all happens, the Jaguars will make it. If the Jaguars had won in Week 15, they were putting themselves in a better position, would have been in second place of the AFC, and they would of the AFC South, I should say, and would need less help from the Houston Texans, but they're still in it. Broncos are still in it, despite Peyton Manning's woes early in the season, then going out with a foot injury, so cheers to what the Denver Broncos have been able to put together this season. They've shown that they can still win games, still push teams, still have some good effort, and that defense has been helping them out of a lot. The Chiefs are waking up. That's another surprise for the AFC, in my opinion, this season. The Steelers still in the hunt despite having to play three different quarterbacks due to injury this year. Roethlisberger, Vic, and Landry Jones have all seen time. And my last AFC surprise is the Ravens. Their nest was built on a very low branch of the tree where Sylvester can get up to that Tweety Bird. Injuries and lack of any wide receiver depth have made the Baltimore Ravens a team that typically makes the playoffs into a team that can't even get all their players to a game healthy. So sometimes you make the playoffs, more often than not, lately you make the playoffs, but now you can't even get a healthy 53-man roster. So the Baltimore Ravens, from issues that are beyond their control, have had a struggling season. NFC surprises, in my opinion, the Panthers are the only unbeaten team out of 32 NFL franchises following Week 15 at 14-0. The Cardinals, not only winning, but showing depth and fighting through injuries to Andre Ellington, John Brown, Larry Fitzgerald, and Michael Floyd this season. Johnson & Johnson, as I like to call them, being surprises themselves. Chris Johnson and David Johnson in the backfield for the Cardinals have done some pretty phenomenal things. Chris Johnson, I thought his career was over. And David Johnson, nobody knew who he was going into this year. You know who they both are right now for the Cardinals. Packers' resiliency, their loss of Jordy Nelson before the season even started, made it look like potentially the team was going to struggle. But Aaron Rodgers will literally throw to anybody, and eventually they will catch the ball. The Packers, still in the hunt, still in a good place right now. 10 wins through the first 15 weeks. Congratulations to them. The Redskins atop the NFC East. This is another NFC surprise for me. Any team with a winning record in the NFC East is a surprise to me. But the Washington Redskins being on top right now, huge surprise, because you'd think the Eagles would be better. But Chip Kelly, like I said before the season started, was either going to be shown as a hero or a villain, an idiot or a genius. And right now, it's looking to be the more on the side of ignorant, naive, not a great decision maker, that type of thing. Outside of that, the Cowboys always in the conversation for some reason, but this season looked good to begin with. Actually thought they might make it far in the playoffs, but no Romo, Dez Bryant for a while, Sean Lee at times, Lance Dunbar, Joseph Randle. All those issues for the Cowboys have made this season a surprise for me because I expected a lot more out of them, but you can't control the injuries. Seahawks won't win the division, but they have done enough. But they've done it without Marshawn Lynch the majority of the season. Injury or no injury, he hasn't been himself. That's been a surprise for me for the NFC and the NFL. Vikings with the return of Adrian Peterson, the evolution of Stephon Diggs. This team has become a pretty vibrant team. There's some energy in Minnesota again, and that's been a surprise. Falcons on fire to start, not as hot now, but still alive. They've been a surprise. I thought Devontae Freeman was going to help the Falcons, no matter how their defense plays, be in a position to have a bunch of wins this season, to get 10, maybe 11 wins this season if Devontae Freeman continued to do what he was doing, but this team has gone down since then. The Rams and the Bucks in the top 10 of 16 NFC teams, 8 and 9 through week 15 respectively. That's been a surprise to me. And the San Francisco 49ers, my final surprise of this NFL season so far in the NFC specifically, the Niners at the bottom of the barrel despite Colin Kaepernick, who's typically a strong quarterback. Remember, he went to a Super Bowl just a few years ago. Carlos Hyde, Anquan Boldin, Torrey Smith. Those are all good names, but they haven't done much. Blaine Gabbert replacing you and doing better than you've done is not something that's a good sign for Colin Kaepernick. So those are all my NFL surprises through week 15. I'm going to take my final step aside, and when I come back, those Syracuse interviews I promised you are coming up as I go one-on-one with Mike Benajay, Frank Howard, Chinonso Oboko, and Daywan Coleman, as well as talk with you about Syracuse recruiting on the football side of it, what it looked like before the quiet period, before the holiday here, how this new staff is looking on the road, how people are responding to this new staff, what players are saying. You can hear all those interviews on wakeupcalldt.com. Go to the recruiting tab and go down to current SU commits and SU football commits, and you can listen to interviews with the likes of Liam O'Sullivan as well as Aaron Service and Sam Heckel and Mo Neal. Make sure you listen to all those to get in depth on what they think about this coaching staff. But I will talk to you about what I've been hearing in just a few minutes here after the break. We'll be right back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live on wakeupcalldt.com's homepage and on mixlr.com/wakeupcalldt. Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot
for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of Game Day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Damn! This bouncing on these trampolines is so much fun!
I know, why didn't we come here sooner?
I don't ever want to leave.
We don't have to, we're kind of doing the commercial like this right now.
And it seems like it's great for all ages.
It is fun for all ages.
I'd like to have my birthday party here.
They have birthday parties here all the time. You can dunk, you can play dodgeball. Wait, Nick, duck! You could go into the obstacle course. There's so many things to do here, Nick. And it's open all year round.
This seems pretty safe, too.
It is safe. It's for people of all ages. You can bring your family here. It's great for your body. It's great to get off some steam. It's great to have a good time. And all you have to do to book an event is call 315-948-3100.
Wait, Dan, what's that number again? That was bouncing.
315-948-3100. 3100.
Actually, is there a website I could go to?
Yeah, the website's getairsyracuse.com. Just like we're doing right now, we're getting some air.
All right, Dan, I'm going to get more air, and then I'm going to go to that website to check out what other fun things I could do with Air Syracuse.
Yeah, you can find out more at getairsyracuse.com. You should really make your way over here. It's located right across from Driver's Village, 7687 Frontage Road in Cicero.
Get hopping!
Get air!
Larger Than Life Toys and Comics is a 6,000 square foot haven of comics and collectibles located inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. They offer new as well as vintage comics, collectibles, video games, and more. Larger Than Life Toys and Comics will also buy from you. So bring in your used or vintage comics and toys today to their store inside the Great Northern Mall in Clay, New York. Call 315-622-1891 to learn more about their trade-in policy, store credit, and even layaway. That's 315-622-1891. And make sure to like their Facebook page, Larger Than Life Comics, for constant updates, store hours, and more.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the bamboo line relaxed fit clothing as well as the athletic fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, You feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to CAMS, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to CAMSPizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. CAMSPizzeria.com. That's CAMSPizzeria.com. CAMS Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to.
Welcome back here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. And on WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage, if you're on your desktop or your laptop, when I'm live, it'll play automatically for you on the WakeUpCallDT.com homepage every time I have a live show. If you're on your phone, make sure you click on the MixLR bar, and that will launch the live feed for you. I want to thank everybody that listens to the shows live and everyone that listens to the shows after the fact, because you continue to grow the shows months, days, years after I do them. So thank you for your consistent and constant support. And I also want to let you know, if you haven't downloaded my app yet, wakeupcalldt.podbean.com/mobile. Make sure you download my free app. It has over 600 shows on it. The most recent show is on top, and you can scroll down and go back as far as, I believe, almost 3 years ago at this point, and you can listen to any of the shows that I've done, including interviews with Floyd Little, Jim Boeheim. You don't want to miss out on those opportunities, so make sure you download the app, and it will automatically update for you every time I do a show. So thank you so much for your support. I know there's a lot of ways to listen in, but the main hub, wakeupcalldt.com, will give you different things to listen, watch, and read. So make sure you become a free member of wakeupcalldt.com, and thank you to all of my supporters. I took a message during the game from one of my longtime supporters, and I want to thank him for it. In this statement of, he asked me why the Jets were not in my AFC surprises, why they didn't make my list. And here's the thing. They did make my list, but they made the line of the list, so to speak. The Texans surprising me is to where they are right now. The Jaguars still being in the hunt. The Broncos being able to somehow do it with Peyton Manning showing that he's kind of Brett Favre'd it at this point. It's kind of shown that he's maybe stayed his welcome a little too long. The Chiefs still being in it when they normally do some good things and then sputter out. The Steelers with everything they've been through with injuries, and the Ravens with injuries as well. So the Jets did make the list, but those were more surprising to me. I thought the Jets were going to have a okay season. I did like the switch from Rex Ryan. I did like the return of Darrelle Revis. I did like some of the moves that they were making. Geno Smith not being their starting quarterback, I love that. I know that Geno was out with an injury, but if he was full go, full health, fully healthy, I would not put him out there, because he's not a quarterback, in my opinion, in the NFL. He's not an NFL quarterback. He's just not. If you're a Syracuse fan, or you watched the Syracuse Pinstripe Bowl against the West Virginia team that had Geno Smith, when he plays good defenses, he doesn't play well on offense. West Virginia scored a ton of points the year they got beat by Syracuse in the Pinstripe Bowl. Going into that game, they scored a ton of points because they weren't playing any good defenses. Then they finally played a good defense, couldn't do anything. That was one of the moments that taught me, Geno Smith's probably not going to be your guy in the NFL. And I wasn't wrong with that inkling and that intuition. Ryan Fitzpatrick, did I think he was going to be this good? No. I think he's better than people have ever given him credit for. I think he can manage a game well. And I know that he's not the poster you want to put up when you're representing the Jets, but maybe you should. Brandon Marshall was made a better receiver because of Ryan Fitzpatrick. Eric Decker was made a better receiver because of Ryan Fitzpatrick. This offense is a better offense because of Ryan Fitzpatrick. And I got to give some love to the coaching staff that was put together. This team is a lot better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they'd be a middle-of-the-road team, I don't have faith in the Dolphins right now, or the Bills. And you know the Patriots are going to be the Patriots. But I can say that they make my AFC surprises in how much better Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker have become with Ryan Fitzpatrick. But I'm not surprised that Ryan Fitzpatrick is doing a good job. Because like I said, he's not given the credit that he deserves. So thank you to my listener for throwing that out there and allowing me to explain why they're on the list, but kind of not on the list. Speaking of the Jets in my AFC surprises. As promised, my one-on-one conversations right now, switching from the field to the court. My conversations going into the holiday with Mike Benajee, Frank Howard, Chinonso Oboko, and Daywon Coleman, all following their 9-3 start and their 3-2 under Mike Hopkins while Jim Boeheim is serving his 9-game NCAA suspension. This is my conversation with Mike Benajee that thought it would be cool to say ELF every few words while we spoke.
Starting off, just what you can say about the center play, seeing Daywon out there and Chino out there, but also what they were able to do tonight, both getting in double digits.
They both were very effective, both separate times in the game. DC got it going early, ELF. Chino got it going late in the second half, and you know, they did a great job of playing off of each other. DC had some nice post moves in the paint, ELF, and you know, they were both very effective, ELF.
I gotta ask you why you're saying ELF. I gotta ask you why you're saying ELF.
ELF? I just like ELF.
Is it trying to say it more than Tyler Lydon, or are you trying to beat him?
I just like ELF.
Besides that, just what you could say about this team when you get a little break in here to go back see your family, just what you can say about the team so far, where you think you're at.
I think we're in a good place, ELF. I would just like to like us to stay on the right track, do the right thing for these next 2 days that we have off, ELF. And would you get that ELF and iPhone out of my face? And, you know, just come back focused and enjoy our break.
Frank Howard, as well as Caleb Joseph, what you can say about them, what they did tonight, and kind of, you know, what you've been seeing in practice, maybe what you've seen growing in them, not just in this game, but in the season.
Both played effective as well. Frank did a good job. He came in, had some quick assists. ELF and Caleb, he did a great job getting in the paint, making plays. So both did a great job tonight, ELF.
That, my conversation with Mike Benajee, 9-3 is the team through their first 12 games. They've obviously struggled when they're playing a true away game. When they were on neutral ground in the Bahamas, they ended up winning the trophy down there. But this team, 3-2 under Mike Hopkins and trying to find their place, trying to find their footing right now and getting to know themselves. And this is a good time to do it before ACC play. But you got Pittsburgh coming up soon, so you want to make sure you get on it and get on it fast. Part of the way that I think Syracuse is going to help themselves is by creating depth. And I think Mike Hopkins understands it better than Jim Boeheim. And yeah, I am going to say it. I know Jim Boeheim's won a ton of games. I know the NCAA took a bunch away, but he was 900-plus before that happened. I understand he wins. But I don't think that Jim Boeheim has ever understood the true importance of growing a deeper team because, and I will bring this, I call it the DeShonte Riley factor. You never want to be in the NCAA tournament and put a center out there that was the third string center that never got a lick of play, and then all of a sudden he's out there. Lorenzo Onuwaku injured, Rick Jackson gets injured, and all of a sudden you're playing Butler with DeShonte Riley. Don't want to be in that situation. And this is the situation I see with Frank Howard. He can give to Syracuse, but the way he gives to Syracuse versus Duke is by giving him some time now to gain experience. Here's my conversation about that and more with Frank Howard, the true freshman.
Getting some more minutes out there, just what this has meant to you that Mike trusted in you to have some more time out there today.
It was great. I know I've been working hard in practice and coming in every day focused. And I know I've been really working hard and doing extra things to get on the floor. So whenever I can pay off, whenever hard work pays off, so I'm always happy. I continue to keep gradually gaining more minutes.
Offensively, you and as well as Caleb did some good things off the bench, but but Mike also talked about defense and how important that is. What can you say about your overall play and how you're kind of looking at yourself right now?
I think my overall game is good. I think continue to keep working on defense. I had a few slip-ups once or twice on defensive end, but I can just try to play a perfect game. I know it's hard to do, but that's what I'm striving for, is just making sure I'm cutting off everything in the right rotation. So, I mean, if I could just focus on that every day, hopefully I can keep gaining minutes.
How do you and Caleb push each other, knowing that sometimes you have to wait a while for your names to be called?
Yeah, we're always on the same page. We're in the same situation. So we kind of uplift each other and practice every day. We don't let one another get down on each other or get down about the situation. So it's always good to have a guy on your side in the same situation with you.
And lastly from me, Coach Hop, just what you can say about the opportunities he's given you, and really not just you, but this whole bench, to give you guys an opportunity to get some experience before you get into ACC play, how important that is.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely great, because I know we'll be needed, because the type of team we'll be playing, we can't play five guys for 40 minutes. So I know they're going to need some spark off the bench. And all the great Syracuse teams have had a good bench team. And I just want to continue to be that spark and just try to get better every day.
Frank Howard getting some much-needed time. And I appreciate that about Mike Hopkins, because I think Frank Howard can truly be something special to this team. Mark my words, there's going to be a game that it comes down to somebody helping from the bench. There's going to be foul trouble, or someone's going to have a bad shooting night, and Frank Howard's going to help resurrect Syracuse. Mark my words, as a true freshman, Frank Howard will have at least one game, if not more, where he helps Syracuse dig their way out of a potentially bad game, bad problem, and he will find a way to help them win in a game that counts. Mark my words, Frank Howard, don't forget it. Coming up next here is Chinoncho Aboko, who had 11 points in 12 minutes. He did better than his best ever. Loyola Maryland as well as Holy Cross are the two games in which Chinoncho Aboko scored 4 points. That was his single-game career high at Syracuse. He did 7 better than that with 11 points in 12 minutes against the Montana State Bobcats. Not only that, his best game this season was 1 point against the Elon Phoenix. Chinoncho Aboko is not known for offense, but he was inside, effective. He didn't care if somebody put a body on him, hand in his face. He made those shots. Chinoncho Aboko was feeling it. And if he can do this for Syracuse in the future, Syracuse will have depth that nobody expected them to have, which makes them very dangerous. Here's my conversation with Chinoncho.
You've been wanting to get that time in there and get some opportunities. Mike Hopkins wanted to give you those opportunities. We'll start there. What did it mean to you to be able to get out there and get some quality minutes?
You know, for me, in practice, I always try to get better. You know, it doesn't matter if I'm getting a time or not. I just want to go to practice and have fun and play. But, you know, the opportunity came, and I went out there to have fun.
What can you say about what you're trying to do tonight, how you were so successful tonight, because your highest score in a single game was 4 points, and tonight you came out with 11.
Well, it's about staying focused, not thinking about like what happened in the past or what was going on. Just go out there and have fun.
The confidence in your play, even though at times you've struggled on offense in the past, how do you keep that confidence going, especially, you know, tonight, knowing that you wanted to do what you needed to do in there, and like you said, have fun and just go out there and play?
Yeah, I always say, like, you know, going against these guys like in practice, you know, makes everything easier. It doesn't matter. I'm playing against like the best guys in the nation, so it makes it easier when you go out there and just free your mind and free yourself and just play the game.
Even though you didn't make the shot, the spin that you had, just go into that spin move for me a little bit.
I always have offensive stuff like out there, but I don't use it all the time because I always focus on defense and stuff like that. But you know, when you start feeling good and out there and feeling free and just having fun out there, like things start like clicking.
Mike Hopkins coming in as the coach for now while Boeheim's out. Him giving not only you but Daywan Coleman more time. How important do you feel like that is for the team?
Well, it doesn't matter. I think they're all coaching the same way. Like, everything is still the same. But, you never know when your name is going to be called. So the only thing you got to do is just be ready.
Lastly for me, Daywon said that you inspired him tonight, seeing how well you were playing. Did he inspire you at all?
Yeah. Like, after him, like going out there, grabbing rebounds and getting points upon all the fouls they're pushing and stuff like that. So he got me so excited and stuff like that. Like, I can't wait to get out there and do the same thing, you know, and have the team win.
My conversation with Chinoso Oboko, once again, 11 points in 12 minutes. Also got some boards out there for the Syracuse Orange, doing some strong offensive play, making it happen. Chinoso Oboko doing some good things out there for Syracuse and getting some time to do so. I think that's the most important part, is that he was given time. There was a group of five that Mike Hopkins tested three different times against Montana State, and that was having Frank Howard out there at the top of the zone. It was Frank Howard and Caleb Joseph, and then on the wings behind them, Mike Benajay, Tyler Lydon, and Chinoso Oboko inside. Obviously, that's not the matchup that you're going to put out there. That's not the five guys you're going to put out there playing a Duke or a Pitt, so to speak. But it could be that second line that you need. So it never hurts to give guys experience and give them an opportunity. And obviously they made good with it because the team won by 22. To finish off my one-on-one interviews, this is my conversation with Daywon Coleman. I want to make a note that the centers for Syracuse scored 24 points combined. Daywon Coleman with 13, Chinoso Oboko with 11. Put that together, that's 24. Syracuse won by 22. Just saying, they needed their centers against Montana State. This is my conversation with Daywon.
Obviously, you know, your time out there has expanded, but this was the game where you really got to look more comfortable than anything. Just what you can say about what this game felt like and why you were so comfortable out there.
It felt good. I just wanted to take advantage of our size down low, and every time I got the ball in the inside, I just wanted to make a move or kick it out to the three, and hopefully we got a three, but I just wanted to make a move down there. I'm getting more comfortable down there, too. So,
be the first person to score in the first half and the first person to score in the second half for Syracuse. Just what it meant for you to get the team going right off the bat.
That means a lot, because once we get like a quick basket down low like that, it gets us more in the flow of the game. So I think that's one thing I brought today. We got in the flow of things, and it opened up a lot of other things too.
Confidence in the jump shot, you used it in the second half. Just what you can say about that?
Yeah, I've been working on that. I think I could definitely knock down that shot most of the time. So I just want, if I keep getting them opportunities, I might just keep hitting them. So
Chino, 12 minutes, 11 points, just what you can say about him and his effort tonight.
That was unbelievable. I mean, every time he scored, I was happy for him because I know how hard he worked. Sometimes he worked hard and probably know he probably won't be getting in the game, but it was real. I was real happy for him tonight, and it motivated me to keep pushing him. He's going to keep pushing me too.
That coming from Daywon Coleman of the Syracuse Orange, like I said, with Chinoso Oboko, 24 points in a game that Syracuse won by 22. It's good to see them out there. It's good to see them getting experience. They need it. It is an integral part of a successful team to be deep. Syracuse doesn't have the talent of one or two or three players where they could just rely on those guys, and that's it. They need to have this team get out there and be strong, be deep, and have multiple different pieces that can score when needed, that can play defense when needed. All nine of Syracuse's players that are scholarship players before the walk-ons came on with under 2 minutes to go, all nine of those scholarship players scored for the Syracuse Orange against Montana State as Syracuse improved to 3-2 under Mike Hopkins, who's definitely learning how to get things going here for the Syracuse Orange. And I like the way that he ended his press conference before Christmas by singing Happy Holidays, which is a song that my mom also likes to sing from time to time around this season. So I thank Mike for that. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. I've been wishing people. I have friends that are Jewish. So for those of you that celebrated Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah belated, if I didn't tell you already. Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays. Everybody be well, be safe. My last note, Syracuse football. Those recruits are liking the new staff. They like the attitude of Dino Babers. They believe that Dino Babers can win, and he's going to turn things around for Syracuse. The staff has left a great impression so far on guys like Mo Neal, as well as Sam Heckel, who were part of the old, and Liam O'Sullivan and Aaron Service that are part of the new. So what I can say about the Syracuse staff on the recruiting trail is that they're picking up where the other staff left off. They're keeping good relationships with some. They've let some go, but the Syracuse staff was able to bring in the four guys I just mentioned, as well as Carl Jones, before the quiet period during the holiday season. So bringing in five and losing a few, still they lost six if you count Robert Washington. So almost even right now. Make sure you listen to those interviews on the recruiting tab. Go to current SU football commits. Listen to those as well as the other pages. And stay on wakeupcalldt.com for all your info 24/7. God bless. Happy holidays. Be well. And I'll talk to you very soon.